Now, it's a global movement which has now reached Ireland. The When No One Is Watching movement aims to help men connect and improve their mental, physical and emotional well-being. It was first established in Australia by the former All-Ireland winning Kerry footballer Tadhg Kennelly and his friend David Eccles. There are now six groups in Ireland, including one in Longford. And early this morning, our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey went along to talk to some of those involved.
So 500 metres on the bike, then you're down into a step up onto the boxes. If you're happy with the step up, five on each side.
At 6:30 this morning, the session was in full swing, as former Longford footballer and AFL player Mickey Quinn put the men through their paces.
After that, you've med ball slams here off the ground.
So it started with Tadhg Kennelly and Dave Eccles in Australia. So during COVID, going through a difficult time, Tadhg was, and Dave reached out to catch up on the beach in Bondi Beach. And they met up for a coffee and a chat and do a bit of exercise on the beach. And when they're going through that stage and realised, hang on, this is great, coming away from this really buzzing, and reached out to a few more mates, and it just grew legs and built and built, and it's at the stage now where there's 48 chapters and over 3,000 members across the world. And in Ireland, there's one in Greystones, Dunleary, Longford, Kildare, Ballinrobe and Bundoran. So there's a good spread of chapters building, and yeah, it's just started with just creating that connection for men that they have an outlet, but that social connection where you can share and just drop the body armour, essentially, is the mantra that's built in with W Now, that, you know, that we all have this brave face and put on a face that we have to be strong, and but showing that vulnerability is part and parcel of being a man, and being able to admit that you're going through a tough time and that you can ask for help.
The template for this class is simple. There's around 35 to 40 minutes of exercise, and the session ends with a circle of trust, giving the men a chance to get something off their chest. Sometimes it's a good story, other times it's not. And afterwards, there's coffee and a chat. For Shane Dowd, the session provides a social outlet.
For me personally, it's probably brought a sense of camaraderie back for me. When I finished playing football 8 years ago, I kind of lost that kind of team environment. A huge thing, actually, and I said this to Mickey, is like, it sounds funny, our only social outlet really is the pub. And while I don't, I enjoy my few pints as much as anybody else, it's someplace different. It's a nice thing to actually, once we have the session done, you get your sweat up and we go for a cup of coffee and have a chat, whether that be cooler talk or whatever. It's just a chat, it's an outlet for us. I find myself, I actually work from home. A lot of the time now I can get into the office occasionally, but it's that connection, that human interaction that I miss a lot, and this Friday morning really is hugely beneficial to me.
Eddie Quinn feels the same. It's a place, he says, where men can exercise but also connect.
For me, it's given a connectivity here, reaching out. It's great for mental and physical well-being. I think the one thing that we have in this country is a good culture of caring for others, and this is just majorly an extension of it. I think it's the element of openness, total openness with the guys. Lots of positivity coming through as well, so a lot of guys having positive things going on in their lives, but absolutely it's the reaching out and connecting with those guys that pass it. One of the guys alluded to it this morning is, I never regret when I'm leaving this place that I didn't come in, but I often regret not coming in on Friday night.
Try and keep your chest up nice and tall. If you're able to do step-ups easy, go 10 jumps.
The initiative is being supported by Longford Sports Partnership as part of Longford County Council. They are highlighting the work of local authorities on Your Council Day today. Mairead O'Shea is Communications Officer with Longford County Council.
The LGMA are rolling out, you know, Your Council Day today throughout the country, and it's to shine a light on the breadth and range, I suppose, of services that local authorities provide and the team of people that are at work every day in Longford County Council to make sure that those services are provided throughout the length and breadth of the county.
As the session comes to an end, the men head for coffee, and Eddie Quinn says the class may be over, but the connection remains.
There's a connection there that even if we meet each other outside the place, we have the WhatsApp group as well, and people reaching out that way. But mostly it's a level of here, there's level of ages, fitness, professions and all, and we're all one when we come in here.
And that was Eddie Quinn ending that report from our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.